Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4. I think this is to speak about how to be a watchman. And we will take the instruction of Paul to Timothy. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1 to verse 8, saying, I cherish thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Praise the word instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they hear to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept my faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, that shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Let's pray. God, thank you. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint this time and at my lips, and put verses and statement and words to give the message that your people need in this day. I pray, O God, give us humility to understand it, and give us a heart which is committed to do what you want us to do. O God, I pray for more people to raise up to evangelize. Help us, Lord, to see opportunities and doors opened for us for evangelism. Give us the strength, give us the sustenance, give us the gift of the Holy Ghost, so that our work will be effective. Give us deep understanding, O Lord, of what you want us, Lord, this day to do for you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When we read the instruction of Paul to Timothy, we can sense that it is complete instructions. One part is on Paul to give a clear instruction and complete to Timothy, but the other part is, it depends also on Timothy, how he is going to take these instructions. Is he going to obey all the instruction, or he will just take part of it, partial obedience, or he would delay the obedience, or he has his own understanding how he will do the ministry. But the outcome, it depends on how much he is going to implement of what he had received from Paul. Paul gave him charge, Paul gave him responsibility, and what he gave him, it is fit for us, because what is written in the content of what we have read, it's just exactly what is going on around us now in more clear way. When he told him in verse 3, for the time will come. So he's just telling him, you maybe are not seeing it now, but I am seeing it from now, that the time will come, people will no more believe, will no more be the same people that they are seeing now. They'll become worse. That's why he gave him in verse 1, he told him, I charge thee, he gave him a responsibility, Timothy, be accountable of what I am going to give you, or what you had received. Be accountable before God. He put him in the presence of God, and he put him in the judgment of Christ, that when he will come, if you will not obey these things, the Lord, when he will come, that he is going to judge the living and the dead, you will be judged also, according to your obedience to this church that I am giving you today. So here we should understand, our service and our ministry will be judged according to what, how much we receive from instruction and scriptures, and how much we understand of what we have received. The Lord who is given to quick, who is given to judge the quick and the dead at his appearing, will be ourselves accountable to him for the mercy that he asked us to do. What Paul asked Timothy, he told him, preach the word. Again, the emphasis on the word of God. Get the scriptures and get it to the people in a very clear way. Preach the word, be innocent in season. Be innocent means that you must be able to reproduce the word of God out from your heart and mind to suit the situation that God is calling or put you to preach the word of God. That's why we need to be ready with our Bible, ready with the scriptures to tell the truth. Be innocent in season, out of season. Meaning that you have to be ready, and to be ready you have to be prepared. You have to train yourself, and also to be ready, you must need to free yourselves from worldliness, from sin, from strife, from fight, from worldly affairs, from civilian affairs, so that you will be available to God and to preach the word when you are given the opportunity for that. That's what we need to prepare ourselves for. We need to free ourselves from unnecessary things so that we'll be able to give the word of God when God wants us to speak. He gave him here things that he need to include with the word of God. You know, as I said before, how much he's going to implement of what Paul asked him to do, that how much will be fruitfulness and what God would able to get from what Timothy should do. How much God will take a fruit out of our all labor, it depends upon how much we had obeyed the instruction that he gave us. First, he taught him to reprove. The word reprove, it means that you have to correct. You go to the people and put your nose in their life. But that needs more understanding, because when you don't speak, you have to speak based on the scriptures. Again, back to the scriptures, back to your commitment to the word of God, back to your commitment to understand what is written, and your daily Bible reading and your daily prayer, and the life of the people that you're going to minister. Before you will reprove, you have really to be burdened for them, and you really need to understand their life. You need to understand what God wants from them before you going to reprove. Reprove is to correct, to direct the people in the way that they need to go. The second word, rebuke. Rebuke is that you have to define the sin clearly, and you have to come against it with the word of God. That is the two first things that Timothy need to do. And the third one, he told him, exhort. Exhort is to encourage the person who is moving into the right direction, but he is afflicted by trials and hardship. That person, he needs somebody beside him to encourage him, because already David had put much stumbling blocks in front of him to stop him, to hinder him, to confuse him. And he is telling him, you are failure, you will not have any outcome of your ministry. That person who is doing right, you, Timothy, you need to go to him, to exhort him, to continue in that narrow way that he need to go through. But before that person, there are two categories it is hard to deal. Actually, three of them it is hard to deal. A person who is doing right and he is discouraged, when we go to him, we need to invest more to encourage him to continue in that way. And the person who is in error, we need to go to him again with the scriptures to correct the error that he is in. And those who are willfully sinning, they had already programmed themselves. You know, those who sin, it is not only that there is a sin that you go and rebuke, but they had programmed themselves, that they had their sin, their agenda, that you must know how to handle their cases and how to rebuke them with the evidence that you have in your hand. And what he told them is, reproof, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering. He told him it will not be easy. And if you read verse 3 and 4, he's telling him to preach Timothy, exhort Timothy, rebuke Timothy, reprove Timothy, and the people will go away. And the people, Timothy, they will help you. And the people, you will preach to them the message, and they will, after the message, they are going to become worse. That's why he told him, with all long suffering. And that's where we need to watch out. When he told him in verse 5, but watch thou in all things. We need to watch our life, how to conduct ourselves. We need to watch out our doctrine, our emotions, our personalities, because the body is furious. Even as the end is coming, devil is more investing to oppose the work of God because his end is near. With long suffering, we need to take it step by step. Now, let me explain something about evangelism. Evangelism is to do these things. The outcome of evangelism, whether people change, whether people repent, whether people transform, whether people respond positively, whether people go away, that is not in our hand and we cannot control it at all. What we can control is to exhort, to rebuke, and to reprove. With all suffering, we need to bear it, whatever the outcome, because evangelism is a risky process, especially when the people will not respond. It may become so negative, but we have to go on and bear it. We have to check ourselves. Are we backsliding and we are discouraged by the people, or we are not looking what the people respond, but we are looking what God wants us to do through the scriptures. With long suffering and doctrine, it means that the meaning of doctrine is the way to live. And that's where people will resist. There's one thing that we combat sin, but there are way of life in which there are small sin. That way of life, this small sin, it is not clear, it is not obvious in the person life, had made him follow certain doctrines that is against the word of God. Now, that it needs more laboring, and that's why certain time, it took long time to teach, until the person, he will realize what God wanted from him. But he's telling him, the doctrine that you know, that you have received, the way of life, the word of, the meaning of doctrine is the way you live, the style of your life is called doctrine. Preach the word with all long suffering and doctrine, the right way that God wants you to teach. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The time will come, they cannot hear. When they hear something correct, they cannot endure sound doctrine, especially when coming to certain sin that they know they are doing it and they are not willing to give it up. But the time will come when the people will, and I believe that is the time now. They are not willing to endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. They have lust, they have worldliness in their life. They will move with this lust, with this worldliness into other directions. How they will do it? Shall they heap themselves to themselves teachers having itching ears? They will go to certain teachers who will tell them something that will not cause itching in their ears. Have you seen somebody having itching in his ears? How sometimes when you have itching ears and before you are able to make your hand reach your ear to just scratch it, you are moving your head quickly. Yeah? Those who cannot hear the word of God that is combating their sin, you know, when they hear it, you will find them shaking, they get disturbed as if their ear are itching. Yeah? They will move away from you. They will move away from you. Paul is saying to Timothy, those people, the first response to them, they will move away from you to go to other teachers. Let me get, you know, they go to other teachers, keep to themselves teachers. So they are teachers. He speak here about teachers who tell the people what they like. That was at the time of Paul. How much more now? How much more now there are teachers who will tell the people what they like. But I want to say here, our mission still, it is a hurdle. And we must understand it. Opposition is part of the evangelism process, and we need to persevere. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Fables is fake stories. People nowadays, they are willing to listen to everything except the truth. They are so comfortable when someone will not tell them about their sin. They are so comfortable when someone will not point to them the thing that is not correct. As long that area it is not touched, they are happy with the teaching. But once that area is touched, then they will move away and they will turn away. That at that time, people were more open to the gospel. The life is more simple. Worldliness is less. The media that we have now and the influences of the outside on the people was so much less. And Paul is telling this to Timothy. How much more for us today, this message. We need to watch out our life, how to do the things that God wants us to do. Verse 5, but watch thou in all things. The word but, it means that Timothy, you should be a different person. If others discourage, others getting it negatively, others start to get daunted because of the opposition, you should not follow that example. But thou watch in all things. Check all circumstances and go back to the word of God. When we go to the word of God, we can see that things are in a correct way. When people go away, people oppose, people fight back, people reject us, people put us into trouble, people put us into a bad picture to the world and to other people. That's what the Bible speaks. And we should accept it as something positive, because if we have not given the word of God, those people, they will not react. They will not fight back. They will not do evil against us. He told him, thou wast in all things in your afflictions. Go to preach, do the work that's needed, labor, serve the people, but there is after that, your reward is afflictions. Endure troubles, endure afflictions. People, they will be upset with you. And how you overcome? People, they will go away from you. You labor and you disciple people, and you find the same people that you disciple and you labor, they will do the very things, the sin that you told them not to do. You will find them worse than the non-believers. What is the solution of that? First, you have to endure it, recognize it as something realistic, written in the scripture. Second, how you will overcome? Do the work of evangelism. To do the work of evangelism means that Timothy, take it easy, start again from scratch. Get new people and start to disciple them, evangelize to them, start to care for them, raise up workers instead of those who had left, instead of those who reject you, instead of those who are doing and fighting against you. Do the work of evangelists. Those among them who will respond finally after 2-3 years of your labor. Yeah? Because that's what God wants. After you labor and evangelize, out of them, sure the Lord, there will be some people among them that are willing to follow God. That's your responsibility. So here, when we need to watch ourselves. Are we backsliding? Are we taking the trials that we are passing through in the ministry in a negative way? And we actually, if we are taking it in a negative way, we are just rebelling against God. That's all I can say. God never said in His word that when you will go to the people will love you. He said, I give them your word and the word hate them. That's what Jesus prayed. If the word loves them, it means that they are backsliders. Do the work of evangelists. Make full proof of thy mercy. Prove your mercy. How do you prove it? That's the way to prove it. Rejection will come. It means that you have given the word of God. You have given the scripture. If the scripture is given, and people reject the scriptures, we can't do anything about it. That is a good proof for we have done the right thing. But our failure, when we fail to go to others, that's our sin. People do adultery, steal, cheat, tell lies, that is their sin. Our sin when we don't do the work of evangelists. When we stop, when we close our mouth, when we are discouraged, and I will not open my mouth. That's what the devil wants. That's rebelliousness against God. We need to continue to speak. People get upset, that's what God wants. Do God want the people to get upset? Oh yes, that's written in the scriptures. He told them, the time will come, the people will turn their ears from the truth. They run after fables, after a story. How they will go to the stories? Because somebody spoke the truth. If you will not speak the truth, how they will turn their head? They will not turn their head. Make full proof of thy mercy. People left you, fine. Start from new people. We are only, I tell you, we are only justified if there are no people around us. And God will not call us a phantom. In verse 6, Paul now reflects on his life and he's speaking to Timothy. For I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. You know, he already in long service and he's in old age. His physical ability, if you compare it to Timothy is still young, he can run here and there, quickly. Paul can do it, but he say, my body, I'm willing that my body to be offered, to be martyred, in order that the gospel will be preached. That's another way of preaching the gospel. Have you got the point here? that even if Paul can't move to the people, but still he has his own body, and if they will catch him and put him to death for the sake of the gospel for Paul, that is a good way again for evangelism. Up to this point, he is giving example to Timothy. We are not called to stop speaking, even if we are not able to move, still we can make a difference with what remaining in our body. And he said, I'm willing to be offered as a burnt offering, to be slaughtered, to be put to death, so that the gospel will be preached. For, and the time of my departure is at hand. I'm willing to do it. Reflect, Timothy, on my life and see what, how you can apply what you are receiving from me. And that's this instruction not only for Timothy, but even for us today. We are called as a watchman, and we need to watch how our life is moving. Are we adjusting our life to shut them out, to please the people, to go into the wide way, to enjoy life, or we are moving into the direction that through the narrow way, the narrow gate, people get upset, people reject us, afflictions is there, suffering is there, persecution is there, dangerous people fighting against us is there. Are we moving in this direction, or are we moving into a flaccid, paralytic direction where we are with the worldly people? Watch thou in all things. Verse 7, Paul told him, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Paul has his course, right? How about me, my course? How about your course? Everyone, God has given him certain course, certain way that he needs to go through. I have fought a good fight. Have you fought a good fight? Or you have avoided a good fight? Because see here, if our preaching only encouragement, exhort, reprove and rebuke is not there, we are not evangelizing. We are like those teachers who are attracting others whom their ears are reaching. We are just among them. If you will not do the right things. Paul fought the good fight, he recommended Timothy to do the same, and we need to fight the good fight. We have to finish the course. Every one of us has a course, amen? God has a plan for you, amen? Certain ministry, certain course, it's one ministry, yeah? But everyone is unique. The plan of God for his life is unique. The point, are we willing to be in that unique plan of God or no? Now the message shows us what kind of people we should be, how we need to do the work, and how we have to keep the faith. He told him, I have kept the faith. I did not compromise. I did not give discount for the people who does not like the teaching. I have kept the faith. I have kept the doctrine and the word of God. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. He told him, I will be rewarded by the crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge. So again, in their judgment. Paul, the Lord will judge him by a crown of righteousness. And he told him, this crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. He said, there's a crown he will give me, not only for me. On that day, everyone who do the same and follow what, the same what I am doing, those who are willing and those who are loving his appearing, they are waiting for him. How we are waiting for him to come? We have to wait for him to come in the way that and show how Timothy needs to do the ministry. When he will come and he find us doing the same way, then we will have the crown of righteousness. You know, evangelism is to open our mouth. We are punished, we'll be punished by the Lord if we kept our mouth closed when we see people sinning. We will read the instruction of the Lord to the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 33. And why we need to speak up? Why we need to speak all over again? Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1 to verse 9. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman. Verse 3, if when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blows the trumpet and warns the people. That's where he is. We need to warn the people. We are watchmen. But thou watch in all things. Whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took no warning, his blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. We need to speak the word of God, we give warning. Either they will not take warning and they will die, or they will take warning and they will be saved. Verse 6, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. You get the point here? He says, the watchman would not speak when the sword will come. He will not warn. That person, he will be taken by his sin, but I will call the watchman accountable for that person, the blood. So he calls accountable if you will not say the truth. If you are not correct, if you will not use the scriptures to reprove people. In verse 7, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman. He told me, I put the watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. So hear the ministry. You hear the word of God, and you give the warning. Now let me ask you a question. When Ezekiel was warning the people, do the people know the word of God or no? Yes. So why you need to warn? Why you need to speak? And sometimes we say, oh, they know it. Yes, they know it. They know it. So why I need to speak? It's what God wants. This is what God wants. When we are called to speak, we have to speak it. Because we don't know. Maybe they will respond. Maybe they will repent. Maybe if I say it now, he will turn his ear. After 15 minutes, somebody will say to him the same thing. Maybe he repent. When you don't say it, when you don't condemn it, you know what that means? You are agreeing with him. That is, he will understand. That's why we need to speak up. To clear ourselves from his own blood. When we don't condemn it, it means that it's fine with us. That's why God is calling us accountable when we don't speak. Verse 8, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. What is the sin of Ezekiel? He did not warn, he did not speak. How many of us use closed mouth? We don't speak when something wrong. Or, you know, we don't confront when things, we see it wrong. Even for the non-believers, there are certain things that it is wrong, we need to tell it to them. We need to be bold and confront them in a way that they will understand their sin. They will be cornered by God that already somebody has told them this is wrong. Verse 9, nevertheless, if thou want the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. He said, if you have warned him, he will die, but you are free. You deliver your soul from being a victim, being a wrongdoer by not telling the truth. In Ezekiel chapter 3, that's why sometimes the ministry of something, our ministry, it goes certain course when we follow the scriptures. You see here, sometimes I can't understand why John the Baptist, he need to rebuke, he wrote the tetrarch. But if God had told him to speak, he had to say it. Have you get the point here? Sometimes our message, we don't know how it will go. It's not that, you know, we are radical or happy. No, certain time we are going to be odd. That's how God, that's how to prove the ministry. You give full proof to thy ministry, O Timothy. In Ezekiel chapter 3, and verse 17 to verse 21. So the watchman has eyes and mind, he has mouth to warn and speak. Watch thou in all these things, but thou watch in all these things. You are different. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. Hear the word of God and give them warning. You warn them. Don't give your mouth shut. Amen? Hallelujah? We pray and we say, teach me your ways, O Lord. That's the ways of God. In New Testament and Old Testament, it's the same. It is the same. We cannot avoid confrontation. This confrontation, people does not like, because you lose the friendship. You lose people's favor. Yeah, you make enemies unnecessarily for you. You get the point? But that's what God wants. We fear people. That's what God wants us to repent of. So I, verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to one the wicked from the wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require as thine hand. It tells him clear. A wicked person, you don't go and warn him and show him his sin, he will die. But he will be accountable for his blood. I will require his blood at your hand. Verse 19, yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. If you have done it, you are delivered. Now you understand what is our sin? When we don't want the people, when we don't respond to their sin, when we don't disturb them with the word of God, that will be our sin. Verse 20, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Now he say here, if a person is a righteous, a good person, and he start to do wrong, and you are seeing very clearly that is wrong, and I have told to go and warn that person, and you did not go, that person will die because of sin. And all of the good things that he has done will not be remembered. You know why he say that all the things that he has done good will not be remembered? The good things that we do is not atonement for our, is not atonement for our sin. We need to repent, so our sin will be forgiven. And you know why we don't go and rebuke people certain time, especially those who have faith, those who know the word of God. We say they know the word of God, right? Yeah? Here the righteous man know the word of God or no? No. Why is he going to go and say it? That's the way of God. He needs to go again and tell him and explain to him what he's doing is not correct thing. He tells him, if you will not go, he will die, but your will be accountable for his blood. Have you get the point? That our lives, they know already the word of God, yeah? Sure they know. You have to tell them. They may repent. And verse 21, nevertheless, if thou want the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thyself. You see here, if you warn him and take warning and repent, and he sin not, it means that your word to him, the word of God through your life to that person, it may bring him to repentance. Amen? He will be lived, and also you have delivered your soul. Now how about if God tell you to go and speak to somebody and you do not go, and that person repent? What do you think about yourself? That person repent, but without you are talking to him. Have you sinned or no? Do you want to continue to sin? Do we need to continue to sin? Or we need to do the right work? We need to evangelize around a lot of people, wicked, righteous, believers. And this is what we have in the scriptures. Not our own understanding, not our own mind, but the word of God. So stand. Lord, thank you for your word. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. Come before the name of Jesus. Lord, we understood well the lesson. Lord, I am willing to rebuke, to reprove, to exhort with long suffering and doctrine. To continue in this way, O God. And I pray also, Lord, that your word give us more encouragement and directions to continue to sin. Oh God, I pray that everyone here would take heed of the message. I pray for workers to be raised up to save you wholeheartedly, O Lord. I pray for more evangelists to go on and save you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Make your commitment, you pray to God now. I was reminded yesterday when I was preparing the message, God reminded me in the year 2001, I was still in charge at that time. in the same church. The altar call came there. Whoever willing to go where God is sending him, let him come forward. I had already made a decision before the call that, Lord, I'm willing to go wherever you will send me. I came forward. After 3 days, God make a way that I'm in this city. God is calling us to move. And God give the same challenge today. Whoever is willing to go where God is sending him, come forward, I pray for you. Lord, I'm coming forward. I'm willing to go wherever you are sending me. Teach me always, O God. That a brother and sister, and let your will be done.
Yes.
Let your word be preached with reproof, with a rebuke,
yes,
with exhortation, with long suffering and doctrine. Oh God, bless us, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not fit in. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.